Hello. It is a rainy and dreary day up here in New York City. So I figured I would take some time to do a couple of videos to go along with some blog posts and GitHub samples that I've been working on, all revolving around Windows 10 development. So I did a video a couple of weeks back, kind of talking about the generalities of Windows and the new Universal App Platform and some of the stuff that I was going to cover. One of which is the new split view for Windows 10. So in your XAML controls, if you have Windows 10 installed, a technical preview of some build, some sort, along with Visual Studio 2015, you can get the Community Edition for free. If you have those things, you may or may not have already started to play around with developing Windows applications for Windows 10. If you haven't, then the next time you do, you will notice that there is this new control called a split view. Now, this is something that other platforms, Android and iOS, have had for a little while. And basically, what it is, and I'll show you an example. It's basically just a menu that you can pop in and out from either side of your screen. You can do it left, right. I think you can do top and bottom as well. But these are often, you might have heard of these more commonly referred to as the hamburger menu or the hamburger button menu. A couple of the things that you might have heard. But basically what the split view does by itself is it gives the developer in XAML the ability to create basically from scratch. That's one of the differences here. But to be able to create that menu pane that can go on the left, right, and I think top and bottom of your screen, and that menu can pop in and out with different options for the user. Again, typically referred to as a hamburger menu or a hamburger button menu. But again, the split view basically just gives you the bare bones that you would need to be able to create that. Then it's your responsibility to create everything with inside of that split view. So if you want a hamburger button, you have to create your own hamburger button. It doesn't come preloaded with a hamburger button, although that will be nice. But for one of the next two videos, we'll be working around the hamburger button and doing a hamburger button menu. So stay tuned for those. But with this split view, basically you have two different aspects of it. You have the split view pane, which is going to be the menu, and then you have the content, and that content's going to be basically your typical page that you would have created in XAML, regardless of anything else. So that'll be just kind of typical XAML, and so will your pane. It'll just be customized to look like a menu. So a couple of the properties, just to kind of mention a few that might be worth being familiar with. There's an open pane length. This is the width of your menu when it's open. So again, you can open and close it. You can have a length for when it's open, and then you can have a length for when it's closed, also depending on the type of display mode you're going to choose. So display mode, jumping into that, there are four different display modes that you can choose from: inline, compact, compact overlay, and compact inline. So inline just means when the menu pane is open, it pushes all of the content over. When it's closed, it goes back to its original location. Overlay just means that your menu lays on top of your content. It doesn't move anything over, it just lays on top. So compact overlay is the same as overlay, except for when you minimize it, you still have a little strip of the bar there. So it doesn't disappear completely, you still have that little strip. And then compact inline, same as inline, except for, again, when you minimize it, you have that kind of compact strip on the left. A couple other properties, just to mention, pane placement, again, left and right. I think you can do, currently limited to left and right, so maybe top and bottom are coming, but just wherever you want to put your menu. And then another one that I'll use in the future is pane open, so you can set whether or not your pane is open, your menu, whatever. So let's take a look. I've got a little sample that I built, and this will be a video that I'll do shortly, show how to build this. I've got my debug numbers up here, so ignore those. But basically, this is a basic split view where this is my compact. Let me see what I'm doing. So compact overlay. So notice I have this thin little menu with icons on the left, and I can set how wide that is when it's closed and then when it's open. So I've got the hamburger button at the top, the home button, or I just kind of picked three random ones just to have them up there. They don't really do anything. But basically, when I open this menu, I'll see I have some text here that says what each button does. So again, you would probably do something better than just general button 1, 2, and 3, probably home, settings, stuff like that. But this is the basics of what we're talking about, and then you could build that out to really look however you like and customize it and make it as nice and pretty as you want to. But those are the basics, and that's what we're talking about with the split view. So that's just an intro, and then stay tuned. Going to do a couple of quick videos coming up on how to do a hamburger button, and then how to incorporate that hamburger button into a split view pane, where it really turns it into a hamburger menu, hamburger button menu. So cool.